Valentine's Day, we thought that for today's Calm Talks, instead of us nattering on, we would once again turn the mic over to you guys. But this time, we asked you to send in your Valentines for other members of fandom or fandom spaces or fandom in general for us to read on air. So we are going to dive in. We got some amazing messages from you guys. And we're going to dive in and read those Valentines out loud. And also, before we get to that, happy Valentine's Day from us. You guys certainly are our Valentine, and we're so grateful that you're here with us, and we love you.
We do. You guys got Ferret to be schmoopy on Maine. That's how much she loves you.
I'm also a little sick, so, you know, you got me in a weak moment.
Cold medicine talking.
It's Valentine's Day. You got me in a weak moment. I will say, I love you guys. And now we're going to hear what you guys love in fandom and who you love in fandom. And I would say, keep your ears open because there might be a special message directed just for you.
Being in this fandom gives me so much. Joining the Discord servers and interacting with y'all really keeps me sane during this lockdown times. It also brought me back to writing, and I'm super grateful for that.
I would like to send a special Heart Day message to Flareit. Thank you for the beautiful community you've built with the pod, for all the time you've spent to make this the best pod and fandom space it can be. Thank you for sharing your words of wisdom with us, whether it is about commas, ships, or history. Every week I learn something new, and I appreciate it more than I can express. Thank you, darling Galentines. XOXO.
At Crown of Stardust and Bone is a huge inspiration for me and one of the best friends I've ever had. She is a good and kind soul and a true gift to this fandom.
Valentine Confession. While I freely admit to happy, mushy feelings about Hurt Comfort Fix or Ace Rep, my secret passion is horror sci-fi. Fave Stony Frick is a gem by Ask the Ravens called What Lies Beneath.
I have the biggest crush on LMAO underscore Thunder, but I would never tell her that because there is no way she wants to date me. But she's really sweet, and I hope she's having a good Valentine's Day.
For feigned sobriquet, fandom would be infinitely poorer without you.
For Stella. Stella for Star, who has helped me grow, made me laugh, and been my friend. I love you and your good tunes.
To Flame. The brightest welcome to a new fandom a gal could ask for, and my light in this tough time.
Winter Iron fandom, my bros, my hoes, you fill me with longing. Screeching and rusted, I broke down your doors, my heartbeat a-songing. Kisses at daybreak, romance at sweet 17, and Hanukkah but benign. Your words and artistry turn out Winter Iron to the motherfucking nines. Forget homecoming, you and me, we are the one. Wrecked like a freight car, mind the gap, and I am done.
Thank you, Stark Snack, for always being so sweet and enthusiastic about fandom.
Athla Tiger, you're amazing. Keep it up. We love you.
For Fundamental Blue, no matter what happens, I'll always be glad that I called you a friend.
For Morphia Writes, you made this fandom a safe place for me. You are the best person I know.
Blowing kisses to everyone out there that leaves kudos, comments on, or wrecks fanworks of any kind. You guys make it worth it.
So I recently discovered I have a crush on one of my friends who I've been talking to for almost 4.5 months. They're so nice and they understand me and it makes me feel comfortable being me. I'm trying to get to know them more and understand them better. I really hope everyone has a happy Valentine's Day and gets what they deserve.
I don't always have the spoons to interact with fandom these days, but I want it known how much I love and appreciate all our delightful creators, every single one of them. Reading new fic and enjoying new art is my favorite way to unwind and completely makes my day. So thank you guys for all the smiles. I'm wishing you all a very happy Valentine's.
I want to send some love to a certain writer. They were the first person I interacted with in this fandom through leaving comments on their fic, and they were so nice. Even if they don't know it, those interactions encouraged me to try to reach out more to others. And now I'm happy that I have a small place in this fandom with people I enjoy talking to. I always try to be as welcoming with others as they were with me.
Depressing Greenie / Darth Blood Orange is a fantastic and creative artist, and I love all the work that they do. I look forward to everything that they do. They deserve all the good things in the world.
Marumo does such a fantastic job promoting and supporting Avengers Assemble. She does so much for that corner of fandom.
To Moody Bear, you are a ray of sunlight on snowy days, one of the best cheerleaders, a truly spectacular fandom friend, and an absolutely amazing author to boot. I am grateful for your friendship. Happy Valentine's Day. And happy Valentine's Day again from us, you guys. Thanks for sending them in. You can always share more love on the podcast server if you want to. And we'll see you next time.
All right, pals, it's time for everyone's favorite segment. It's Trope-off. Barrett, what's going on? Tell us what's happening.
All right. Last episode, I left you with our with the current running Trope-off for that weekend, which was Friends with Benefits versus Space AU. And it was a pretty strong win from Friends with Benefits. I think that that's not hugely surprising, not because Space is bad, but maybe because it's a little more niche, whereas Friends with Benefits can cover quite a lot of things. I've seen often in Trope-off that the more specific the trope, the less well it does against broader tropes, because people are more able to interpret it that is what they want. So Friends with Benefits took 60%, Space AU took 40%. Did you vote for Friends with Benefits? I feel like you did.
I did. I'm very picky about my Space AUs, and there are some that have completely surprised me and I adore them, but more often than not, like, I just don't love sci-fi as much.
Yeah.
So like, if it's a lot of tech talk, which I know people love, and I don't want to deprive them of that, it's just not for me. But I have noticed that in the last couple months, especially, there's been a real uptick of people talking about doing Star Trek AUs and just general space AUs. So I hope it's having a moment for people who really love it.
Yeah. And I think every time we get a new canon available, so another AU source material kind of thing. So if Netflix puts out a new show or something like that, then people have the opportunity for a new kind of sci-fi AU, that there's going to be a little boom. So maybe there's something coming out recently that's got people talking.
Yeah, I have not been watching WandaVision, but maybe there's something in that. I don't know, or just, I have no idea. But I think, I would imagine the enemies to lovers will get a bump with Falcon and Winter Soldier if the trailer released at the American Super Bowl is any indication.
So. Yeah. But even stuff like the boom from Old Guard, and before that, Good Omens, like, we saw influences from that in our fandom, just in the AUs that people.
Oh, I see doing. What you're saying.
Yeah. So, you know, if some good sci-fi content comes out, I expect we'll see an uptick in sci-fi AUs as well.
Yeah. And again, it's one that I cheer passionately from the sidelines.
So then the next weekend, which happened to fall on a Monday, Tuesday that week, just, you know, how time goes. We had a runaway winner. We had Body Swap versus Major Character Death.
And yeah, this was not even a conversation for me.
No, this was, I think, for a lot of people, Major Character Death is too final and too sad. So I think that was an easy choice. It was a lower number of votes, though. So it could mean that there's a lot of people who aren't interested in either. And so they abstained. Yeah. And if we see Body Swap up against some of the other more popular ones, because it was about half as many votes as these Trope-offs usually get. And again, the weekend was a Monday, Tuesday that week, so that may have had something to do with it. But I am curious to see how Body Swap fares against other more popular tropes later on. And unfortunately, I have feelings that Major Character Death isn't going to be a strong runner for the win. And I'm sorry, because I know people who love it a lot. But I will say that when we're playing Can We Combo These, Body Swap and Major Character Death, imagine a character dying while they're in the wrong body. I think that there's just like, I mean, it's too painful for me, I think, to read, unless it was temporary character death. But for an angst we love there, I feel like that's a cool concept I've not seen done before.
Yeah, I feel like I should page Hippo. Like,
we've got someone, to have some people someone write interested that. In that. Someone write that. Yeah. Someone at least do an outline and throw that on Tumblr, because I am super interested in that as a concept, what it means. And like, does that mean that the other person is now permanently stuck in the other body because they can't swap back? Or, you know, there's inherently a dualist acceptance if you're going to have body swap, that mind and body or like soul and body are separate things. So if the body dies, does that person try and go back into their original body, which means now there's two people in one body? Like, I just think that there's a lot there. So I would really love for someone to run with that.
Sounds good. This is one I abstained from, I will admit, because I do not care for either one.
There you go.
So this was one that I did not vote for. Like, that's what I meant. This was easy. I just saw it and went, oh, neither. My answer is neither.
I think that's easier than the ones that are really, when the answer is both, that's much harder than just being able to say, well, neither.
Yeah, neither for me. I've never quite gotten the body swap thing. I don't know. If that's one of your tropes that you love, could you at me somewhere and tell me exactly what you love about it? Because I know it's enduring, but it's not something that I've quite ever connected with. So I'd love to know why it works for you.
I think for me, when I like body swap, it's specifically because it takes two characters who are having a fundamental conflict of understanding between them, like the kind of setup you get in Enemies to Lovers, where they are having trouble relating to each other. And in swapping, they get to see each other's lives and they get to see what the other person goes through and their perspective on life and the expectations that are on them. And they come to an understanding that allows them to move into deeper feelings. I think that's the appeal for me. And I've definitely seen ones like that. There's a popular web comic that I believe is still updating, but it's close to the end, either that or it's recently finished, called The Old Switcheroo by, I want to say, Tripster Funder. I probably said that wrong, but I'll link it in the show notes. That is what comes to my mind when I think about body swapping, because that's the premise of that one. So maybe you can try that one out and see if it works for you.
Yeah, I think some of this could be that my like real interaction with it is the movie Freaky Friday with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, which I don't care for. Yeah. So it could be that I have an aversion to it and need to try it with characters I enjoy. I don't know. But it's just, it just never ticked my button. But if, again, so at me with reasons, if you've got a MCU or Marvel fic that you love with body swap, find me. I'm open to it for sure. I will admit to not being open to major character death, but I bless your love of it. If you're looking to wreck me things, MCD is not one of those things that I would, I would click on.
We had 14% out there loving major character death. So thank you guys for voting. Thank you for sticking up for major character death. Unfortunately, it is now in the loser's bracket, along with Space AU, which also got kicked down. And this weekend, if you're listening to this live this weekend, we are in the middle of this next round of Trope Off. So I hope you will come out and vote, especially because this is a tight one so far. And I think this might be one that people find a little more, they're more similar. So it's going to be less divisive, but that makes it harder for some people to vote. So we've got clothes sharing, which, you know, is one of my favorites.
That's a ferret classic.
And it is up against Found Family, which is a flame favorite.
It is. This is like an unintentional flare it off.
Yeah. So they're both popular.
Although we both do love the other one. So
yes, it's not an exclusive. But I think I've inadvertently revealed which one I think you're going to vote for or have already voted for, but we'll save the reveal for next weekend.
Yeah. Honestly, if you've read my fix, you know what one I'm going to vote for. This isn't a surprise.
But I also think that this is a great one for combining.
Oh, my
and
God.
I think that, you know, it's almost infinite the things that you could do with that. I feel like they're also popularly combined, like especially clothes sharing being a little bit more specific. I feel like I've read a lot of fics that are that if they have close sharing, they tend to also have a quality of found family. And I feel like fundamentally that might be because to get to a point where you're comfortable wearing someone else's clothes casually is, if you're not in a relationship already, is often because there's a close-knit, comfortable, familial feeling amongst the group of people who live together or live in each other's pockets. And so that, you know, getting to hit those more romantic feelings of, you know, oh, I like the look of that person in my clothes, or wanting someone else to smell like you, stuff like that, I think can often be grown out of that seed of the comfort of found family.
For sure. I think Tony wearing Bucky and Steve's hoodies is my favorite Stuckoni, like not even a trope, just like a button. It's like one of my favorite Stuckoni things.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was lucky enough to get a commission from Mirth and Star, and this remains, I believe, my most popular post on Tumblr of all time because she let me post it instead of posting it and linking it to me. So I didn't make it, but it's my top post of Steve in Tony's hoodie, and he's texting with Tony, it's Tony's merchandise, it's Steve's hoodie, but it says Stark Industries on it, and I'm so happy I got that commission, and I love that piece so much. Kind of sums up how I feel. I like it when they put their name on each other, their clothes on each other. I like them marking each other up. So I'm into that. But I want to know what you guys are into. So if you haven't voted already and you're listening to this on Sunday the 14th live, then go. Get your votes in because you've got a little bit of time left. It's going to expire, usually expires Monday morning EST because I start it Saturday morning. So you've got some time. Go vote. Make sure you vote every weekend. And next time we talk, which will be episode 1 of season 2. Oh my God.
Oh my gracious.
We will update on what happened with this one, what's going to happen next week, and then cue you up for what's happened the weekend after that. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Hi, fandom. This is Only More Love. And I'm here to let you know that your forecast is back. This is where I will tell you all about what goes on challenge-wise in a Marvel fandom near you. So buckle up and let's go. The usual note before I start with the current events. You'll be able to find everything I mention in this forecast, linked and explained, in the show notes for each episode over on podonthesuit.com. On to the fun stuff. We mentioned it at the end of last year, and now it has arrived. The coloring books for Coloring for a Marvelous Cause have arrived, and you can pre-order them at the event shop linked on their blog. The Cap IM Bingo has opened for a new round. Go, request a card. The round lasts until July 31st, so that's plenty of time to have fun with your card. And here's a reminder that the Shrunky Clunks Big Bang is open for author signups until February 27th. For artists wanting to claim, the deadline is April 17th, and the mods have been posting story prompts on their blog. So if that sounds like something you'd like to participate in, but are in need of inspiration, please take a look, and either way, don't forget to sign up. Also, signups for writers, artists, and betas for the Stucky Big Bang are currently open and will remain so until February 26th. For more details and rules, please browse their Tumblr page. The Loki Rare Pair Bang, a mixed bang with claims of both fic and art, is also still open for signups and will remain so until April 1st. This event is open to any Loki ships other than Frost Iron, Loki slash Tony, or Thorki, Thor slash Loki. This is the perfect occasion to create for Frost Shield, Steve slash Loki, to your heart's content. The minimum word count for fics is set at 5,000 and one art piece for artists. Please check out their blog for the full schedule and rules. The Starker Festival's mods on Tumblr will also be running 2 events during February. Both are based around prompts that are already available on their blogs. One will take place during the week of Valentine's Day, while the other will span the entire month. So we have the Valentine's Day Chocolate Box event, which starts today with 7 prompts, one for each day of Valentine's week, focusing on love and fluff. And there's also the Darker Starker festivals, with 4 prompts per week of February, this time catering to the darker themes the ship can fit. Neither event has anything in the way of minimum requirements, but Darker Starker is strictly 18+, due to the nature of the prompts. Go check out the blog for the prompts and have fun! Claims for the Black Characters Matter Prompt Fest have opened, and will be waiting for you until April 2nd, with a minimum requirement of 500 words for fic, and they also welcome a wide variety of mediums. All ships, themes, and or kinks are allowed, as long as they focus on at least one Black Marvel character. They also have a Discord server you can join. The mods of the Bucky Barnes Bingo have launched a flash that will last until the end of February, with master posts expected by March 5th. The cards are on their blog, so go pick your fave and have some fun. Today is the last day to sign up for the Spider-Man Bingo. The round will officially start for posting on March 1st and end on September 30th. Don't miss out! The Sam Wilson Fest has announced its dates. From March 1st to March 12th, leave your best Sam prompts, which will be made available for claiming, from March 13th to April 23rd, and posted between April 24th and May 2nd. There are no minimums, and all mediums are allowed for both Shippy or Gen Works. Enjoy! Signups and fills for the following are also still ongoing. Marvel Fluff Bingo, Marvel Holiday Fest, Cap IM Com Remix Events and Bingo, STB Steve Tony Bucky Bingo, as well as the Lights on Park Avenue monthly prompts. That's it for this episode, friends. This has been your events forecast. I'll see you next episode. Until then, be well and happy shipping!
And that's a wrap on episode 24 and on season 1 of Pod on the Suit.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for sticking with us through this first year. We have had a great time. We hope you have had one too.
We have a ton of amazing stuff planned for season 2, but we also want to hear from you. If you have a topic you want to talk about on our pod, shoot us an email or DM and let us know. Happy Valentine's Day, and we will see you guys in 2 weeks. For episode 1 of season 2.
You've been listening to Pod on the Suit. Thanks for joining us.